Oh, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin.
Dead men walking, slaves in, wanna know about being born again. I need you, oh God, I need you.
That's a good way to start.
You got your now you got your calisthenics done.
Cross Community United Methodist Church and aerobics.
So, Pastor's going to be speaking on John the Baptist this Sunday, so there's a theme on all the songs here, right? Holy water, revival, and we'll just feed them to you one at a time. So let's do revival. How's that sound there? Wow.
Busy taking a drink of that water.
Anybody here looking for revival? In our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for a revival? Lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Anybody here looking for a Bible? In our own hearts and across the land. Anybody here looking for a Bible? Lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. looking for a revival. Lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen.
You can work all you want, but you might not see it. Give all you got, but it can't be bought. Try everything, but you best believe it. Only by the Spirit and the Word of God.
Only by the Spirit and the Word of God.
Come on with me.
Come on with me. Your voice and say amen, say amen.
Holy Ghost revival's what we're talking about.
Say amen.
God is gonna move and there ain't no doubt.
God is gonna move and there ain't no doubt.
Come on with me.
Come on with me.
In our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for a revival,
lift up your voice,
lift up your voice now. Anybody here looking for a revival,
in our own hearts and across the land.
Anybody looking for a revival,
lift up your voice and say amen.
Lift up your voice and say amen.
So Pastor Kim, these are the songs that we played at the outdoor baptism for Tyler. Yeah, because baptism, that was pretty easy. The first three songs were really easy to do for this. There we go. Da, 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Children,
step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stood up for what is right. It's time we shed our shoulder back and raise our sword to fight. For the Bible is my weapon and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Let your feet in the water of His love.
The children, step into
the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's a victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus and be all that I should be, so I can rest with forever to live eternally.
Oh, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Let your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Take it, Brandon.
Come join angels singing, hear those bad bells ringing, come join angels.
climb up.
Come on, children, step into the water.
Come on, children, step into the water. Come on, children, step into the water.
Isn't that a fun song? Let's see who's rolled in on Facebook here. Well, it's interesting request we have from Wendy, asking for us to sing "In Christ the Solid Rock I Stand." Okay, there's a couple of variations on that, but we will put that on for you next week. How's that, Darren? He's listed as Ray Aaron. His real name's Denny. He's from Arizona. Co-worker from Men Gone Bad. Matter of fact, I can and I really hope he's listening to this, or will go back and listen to this, because Denny had a huge influence on my life in a technical fashion. He taught me how to really think like a technician, and you're going to love how simple that his logic was. As we were going through a circuit, he would, you know, typically if circuit flow, things move in and out, right? And Denny would like to use the terms "goes in." Let's measure what goes in, and let's measure what goes out.
Goes
in and goes out, and that was Denny. Gazin and Gazout. So if you ever hear me say Gazin and Gazout, you can thank Denny Aaron.
He hasn't said it enough for me to give you a sarcastic thanks, Mr. Denny.
No, I like the guy.
Nah, I've heard you say it before. That is, I thought it might be just a little madness, but.
So for a call to worship, we're having some fun. And actually, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and have Melody bless us through that. She's in front of a mic. And just be double blessed. And how's that sound? So, thank you, Karen, for being patient.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Bless this melody.
Father God, we come to you tonight, and we ask you to just help us to be able to focus on your love. Focus on that unity and that oneness that you desire for us to be in. Because, God, there are so many things right now, so many things that are trying to come in and telling us that we need to divide. Things from the darkness, okay? These are not things from you. You tell us to come together. Darkness tells us to divide. So, God, I just thank you that right now, all of this division, all these schisms, all of these breaks that are trying to happen, that we are able to come against them. That we are able to come against them in your name. Because in your name, we are united. We are one people. We are one children. We are called to love you and to love people. It doesn't have to be that hard. So God, thank you that we follow and we focus on that. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
side, and we'll guard each one's dignity and save each other's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Kim, have you heard that version before? Let's see, Mel, you introduced the melody.
Uh-huh.
Introduced this.
Yeah,
Melody introduced,
I found
that
this song scrolling through YouTube. I was like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I'm sure you're familiar with the original. All right, Karen, feeling lucky. Sing along with us. Different words until you know.
When Jesus came to Jordan to be baptized by John, he did not come for pardon, but as the sinless one. He came to share repentance with all who mourn their sins, to speak the sentence with which good news begins. He came to share temptation, our utmost woe and loss, for us and our salvation, to die upon the cross. So when the dove descended on him, the Son of Man, the hidden years had ended, the age of grace began. Come, Holy Spirit, aid us to keep the vows we make this very day. Us and ever bondage break. Come, give our lives direction, the gift we covet most, to share the resurrection that leads to Pentecost.
Amen. Those lyrics worked. Good luck. Let me see what we got here.
Okay, so Denny says it's only 113 in Gilbert, Arizona today. So.
Only 113. Woo. When do you start saying it's hot?
Remember, it's a dry heat down there.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. He said, remember, there's a dry heat down there.
That's
but 113 is 113.
Really,
I think
hot.
I could cook an egg on a rock still.
Yeah, actually. Actually, it's funny, you know, because, you know, when I talk to Denny about that kind of stuff, he says, yeah, but heat is still heat. Yeah. It's just not as miserable as around here with the humidity.
I wonder how
hot is still hot.
Hot
is still
there
hot.
Should be a t-shirt that says that. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. I don't even have to say it anymore.
Well, one of the cool things with John the Baptist, of course, is John prepared the way, right? He prepared the way, so we kind of merged a couple little things here together. And we'll see how cool you like this one. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. The morning, I will celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. Your majesty, you are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. You are holy, holy, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. Lord, reveal your heart to me.
Majesty.
And amen. He is holy. Big, big time. Big, big time. Let's see what else came in. Compliments on your prayer. Mary's complimenting his Mary is complimenting your prayer. And it was awesome. Thank you.
It's
thank
all
you
from
for
the
sharing.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. As it's supposed to be. So Roger Creasy is a worship lead. He'll be sharing scripture in that this Sunday. And this is a Roger favorite he asked us to play. This will be at the offering.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, in awe of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak? All I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. To my when I walk by your side, I can only imagine.
Amen. Amen. That song just gets you every time, doesn't it? Been around a long time, it just still carries that anointing. Carries that anointing stuff. So bless God. Bless God, he is able. He is able. Just as an FYI, Brandon, early on and through the whole thing, Noah is asking specifically for Happy So Happy Together.
Happy
so,
Together, we'll,
so
all
we'll,
right.
We'll take right. Some, I'm sure Noah's still watching.
Yeah, so. Karen is very happy about that.
Well, what do you mean no more? You mean just not tonight?
She's happy about that.
Okay, so now here's another one. We have different words. The words of the from the hymn, Child of Blessing, Child of Promise, sung to Jesus Calls Me.
Child of blessings, child of promise, baptized with the Spirit's song. Heaven's water, God has sealed you unto love and grace divine. Child of love, child of expression, love's creation, love indeed. Fresh from God, refresh our spirits into joy and laughter lead. Child of joy, our dearest treasure, God you are and God you came. Back to God we humbly give you, live as one who bears Christ's name. Child of God, your loving parent, learn to listen for God's call. Grow to laugh and sing and worship, trust and love God more than all.
Good recovery on Karen's part. You guys probably didn't even notice, but she was wanting to stop after the third one. Say, no. That's right. Check out all your little notes. Okay, we decided we're going to do this one on two. But hold on before we get into this one, though. Let me double check. Kelsey Allen is watching. Remember Kelsey?
Hey, Kelsey.
That's right. Okay, Kelsey's out in Colorado. She's in Colorado, so it's good. Yeah. Matter of fact, she actually sent me a while back, a Facebook message was asking about Ohio and Cincinnati. It's like, okay, maybe we'll get to see her here for actually sitting here one time. That'd be awesome. And then the other one I need to bring in is Kim. I can't remember Kim's last name off the top of my head. I haven't seen her on here in a while. But she's in Australia, so and that's a 12. That's a 12-hour time difference. So it's we've had her. So she's been watching us like 7 in the morning, and on Sundays at 10:30 at night and 11 at night. So
we're her morning devotional.
this is the morning devotional. Wow.
All right, I'll have to double back on a few things on here. I think we're in pretty good shape. Okay, so, again, all the songs, right? Got to carry on through here with all this. So so I got to thinking about, in Matthew 3, it talks about John, how he ate locusts and wild honey. And, of course, he was a voice that cried out in the wilderness. So when I heard honey, I got to thinking of the Archies.
I love the laugh.
Sugar. Honey. All right, watch this.
You should have seen my big grin.
It's Karen's new favorite song.
Yeah. Make sure to play it anytime you see her.
Does anyone remember how it starts?
Locusts and wild honey, John the Baptist ate as he cried out in the wilderness. Jesus, oh, he is coming. I baptize with water here, he will baptize with fire. I just can't believe the
loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of the Stephen too. I just can't believe it's true. Oh, locust and wild honey, John the Baptist ate as he cried out in the wilderness. Jesus, oh, he is coming. I baptize with water here. He will baptize with fire. When you called my name, I knew how sweet your love could be. You how sweet your love could be. Like the summer sunshine, pour your goodness over me. Pour your goodness over me. Oh, locust and wild honey, John the Baptist ate as he cried out in the wilderness. Jesus, oh, he is coming. I baptize with water here. He will baptize with fire. He will baptize with fire.
Close enough. Oh, look, we got oh, a real lighter, too. Where'd you find a real lighter? That's funny. She found a real lighter.
31 years of stuff.
That was classic. We've not seen that. Real lighters in here before. Okay, jump to the end there.
I think that one's operator error.
Okay, what? Oh, shoot.
That
I got the wrong
big
page.
Flame.
I was going to say the one has got a massive flame on it.
She's got a lot of Holy Spirit fire. That's what
that is a nice lighter. Tyler, yours is kind of wimpy.
All right.
This little light of
page 30.
Got
your page 35 there, Brandon? <It's
definitely not ready. laughs> Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love. Holding tight, so happy together. I should call you up the rest of time and say that you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. For me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you through all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue. Fine. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, you have to be the only one. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, let them be the only one for me is you. You for me, so happy together. So happy together.
So happy together.
So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
Did you do one extra or did I miss the count?
Well, you get, I try to overemphasize, we're happy together. So. This is better than Zumba, the pastor says.
That's awesome.
I've never done Zumba, so I'm going to take your word for it. And does that mean I don't have to try Zumba now?
That's right.
I don't even know what Zumba is. What am I talking about? Is it exercise to Spanish music? Interesting. All right.
Contagious.
Push-ups.
Fingers.
Nice. Crunches.
Give me some more of that, Brandon. That was kind of fun.
Pride says no.
All right, fine. That was cute. That was good. That was good. Let me browse through the with the different comments we had to make sure I didn't miss any prayer requests. Actually, you know what?
Request for me not to do that again.
Well, those will come later, I'm sure. So God bless. Oh, cool. Wendell Koenig was watching for a while too. That's awesome. Here, Chambers, that's good. Earl Winstead was hanging out with us. All right, I don't see any let me double check the other one. Make sure I didn't miss something. All right, not seeing any specific prayer requests for now. That's good to know. All right, that's good. Thank you for filler. I'm told that you have some special lyrics for that. All right, then we're expecting to capitalize on that. All right, we are expecting to hear all about that. Okay, let's see here.
And Todd, if you happen to watch this later, or you're watching this now, this Todd, I'm going to check on the pups. Okay.
All right, Kelsey, health prayers for me. Prayers for Kelsey, absolutely. Let me get paper. No, Kelsey is in Colorado. She's been dealing with a Lyme disease. She has a special needs son. All the other interesting things that can happen in Colorado. But Kelsey, we are lifting you up. We'll be very specific here. We're writing this down. Pastor Kim's here, too. She's going to be writing that down for Sunday. Thank you, Pastor Kim. Appreciate it. So Kelsey in Colorado, Lyme disease, and actually, Kelsey, give us some more, too, if you don't mind, too. She's also saying about family issues with a niece. And actually, it scrolled off on my screen. I do not like how this works on here. Yuck. Might ask Melody to be kind enough to go in and so she can scroll backwards, make sure I don't miss any through here. There will be a better way to get all this done someday, somehow. But God is good and God is able. So, hey, look what I've got here today. Isn't that awesome? This is what's called a shotgun mic. So, a very directional microphone, okay? It's very directional, and I'll turn it on when we need it, all right, when we need to go through that, so we can hear everybody. Yeah, won't that be fun? That way I don't have to keep repeating. You know, because we used to pass around the mic, but that's not happening here now, so... So here we are, and actually, okay, that's looking good. Kim is her name. Facebook. I've got about, Pastor Kim's asking how these people find you. I joined Facebook in 2009 exclusively for ministry, just praying for people. And really on Facebook, that's pretty much what I still do. There's a little family stuff that gets in here and there, but I have... I think I've got about over 3,000 people that I'm connected with on that. And how many of them do I know? Like, I know you face-to-face with it? 200 maybe. it's just a small percentage of it. But we all share a commonality, and it's a common love for Christ, and it's across the globe, and it's awesome. It's just really awesome. But we get a chance to lift everybody up like that. Oh yeah, Denny Aaron. Denny Aaron, absolutely. He and his wife actually are foster parents, and they have and they actually adopted one that they had raised, and they're older than me. All right, so they're a few years older than me, and they're starting over with it. But awesome couple. Really have a love, and a lot of the children they have in there typically have different issues that they're dealing with. Of course, unfortunately, a lot in foster care have different issues they have to deal with, but they're awesome. Awesome couple. Just really, truly walking out the love of God. So yeah, these are good. These are good and good things. Okay, so this morning, a lot of times, as you know, I'll just open the Bible and go. And I was talking with Pastor Kim this morning, and she said, "Greg, what are you going to talk about?" I said, "Well, you know, I usually just kind of go with it." However, when she said that, I mean, this was kind of on my heart. And when she said that, I was like, "Yeah, okay, we'll go this." So, for those of you who've seen the post on my page, and also on the Faith for Healing page, the Faith for Healing in Jesus' Name page, I put up a post, and it used 1 Timothy chapter 4, which we're going to go through. But the post I put says this. It says, "The devil doesn't care if you go to church or read your Bible, as long as you don't apply it to your life." And sadly, that's what happens with a lot of people, right? They'll just come into church on a Sunday, they'll hear something, and they won't open their Bible or do anything until the next week. You've got to be daily into God's Word. And even if just pick one verse, and just let it come in and let it flow. So actually, I think I might even just read it off the phone here with 1 Timothy 4. So 1 Timothy 4 is kind of what God led me to tie in with that message of actually doing application. So 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, he says, "Now the Spirit explicitly says that in the later times some will desert the faith and occupy themselves with deceiving spirits and demonic teachings." I mean, all this has been prophesied, right? He says explicitly in the later times. Thanks, guys. Specifically saying here, in the later times, these things will happen. Verse 2, they'll be influenced by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared, right? They're just so convinced, right? These liars are just so convinced that they're speaking truth. Verse 3, they will prohibit marriage and require abstinence from food that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. I got to stress that one at the end of verse 3. For those who believe and know the truth. All right? In a lot of different places in the Bible, it talks about how we are blinded spiritually until the Holy Spirit reveals things to us. And when you get born again, a.k.a. baptized and the like too, awesome. All right? I'm talking to Tyler here, who recently got dunked in bathwater. And I'm watching his reaction. He thought it was cold. So anyway, verse 4, "For every creation of God is good, and no food is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving." All right. Now, what's interesting, I'm going to hit the pause button right here. What's interesting is you hear Paul in different scriptures. You hear Paul talk about not wanting to offend others, new believers, by eating certain things. I meant with that. But in this case, Timothy is speaking to believers, all right, at this point. He's okay with what he's saying here with it. But just understand, there is the right time and place with it. You don't just boldly, brashly going through, because you can take a new believer's faith and all of a sudden they're like, "Huh," or worse, they try, "Oh, I can do that too," and then they don't, and then it just gets ugly. Everybody has to go at their own pace with this. As I said, verse 4, "For every creation of God is good, and no food is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, if we're thankful for it. For it is sanctified by God's word and by prayer." Think about that one. Food, sanctified by God's word and by prayer. A common practice a lot of us have before meals is to say grace, say thank you, some variation on that, right? To give thanks. And look what that says right here. "For your food is sanctified by God's word and by prayer." Verse 6, "By pointing out such things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, having nourished yourself on the words of faith and on the good teaching that you have followed." Hold on a second. I'll shoot that scroll off. Melly, can you look on there? Kelsey's sharing some things on here, too, some more details. Right now, some more from Kelsey. Holy smokes. You're not kidding. God bless Kelsey. For those of you who are on Facebook, you might be able to scroll back and read through this comment that Kelsey is sharing. She said, I saw someone else post that today, too. All right, so there's affirmation for her, right? And that is huge, guys. If you're not catching on to that kind of stuff, I don't care where you see it, Facebook or wherever. When you see the message twice, that's God talking right to you. Talking right to you. I mean, bless God, she's sharing that with it. She shares, I've let anger and depression get the best of me over the past 2 weeks. I was doing so well, getting in the Word every morning, and I started opening my mouth on Facebook and letting out all my opinions, and I happen to know her opinions on certain things, and I know exactly what she's talking about. and Kelsey, that's why I don't do that. or I'll do it in a subtle way, if you will, by just posting scripture, okay? Oh, that's good. Bless God, Kelsey. We love you. And God's got, I'm praying for you right now, Kelsey. Lord, I just thank you for great peace for Kelsey. Lord, you know, the enemy likes to play games with us and torment us and stir up an anger with us. And sometimes that is a false stirring. It's, you know, we read about what people like to call, and I don't agree with this verbiage, but they like to call it a righteous anger when Jesus was in the temple, all right? But the reality was, Jesus wasn't really angry. Jesus was just doing what was right, you know? But yet, our humans, as we don't know how to explain it as a human. Well, it looks like he's angry. Okay, so then they call it righteous anger. But Jesus was just trying to set things straight. So Lord, I just thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding for Kelsey. As we come against all the trials and tribulations that have been messing with you, Kelsey, the Lyme disease garbage, the different situations that the enemy brings up in your life. So I just thank you. Thank you, Lord, just for great peace for her. As that just lifts off of her. She just feels that lifting off of her, Lord, just like a weight, just lifting straight off the shoulders. Yeah, just great peace and emotions and the like, too. Bless God, he is good and he is able. So, Lord, get her back. Thank you, Melody. Lord, get her back in the Word. Get her back in the Word as she was and is. Because the good news is, Kelsey, it's still in there. It's still in there. You know, I'll have people send me prayer requests, say, oh, I've got an exam coming up. And my prayer to them is simple. I said, Lord, I thank you for everything that they've read and seen and learned, that you give them full understanding so they can do well in this test. And they always pass. You know, they always pass. You know, and it's not my prayer that is really, it's what I'm saying to them. It's the message that they're willing to receive. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what ministry, thank you for agreeing. Pastor Kim's nodding her head's like, yes. That's right, exactly. You've got to accept that. I can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. And especially for healing, when we lay hands for healing for people, we have got to lead them to the place where they're ready to just receive. You know, it's because I have no power. Power is up there. However, the power will channel through us, and that's our task, that's our ministry, is to help people understand and believe. And lost souls, physical healing and that, you know I'm talking about, Pastor Kim. Yeah, she's... And thank you for letting me share here. This is an honor, actually. This is an honor. Thank you. We're going to world peace tomorrow, okay? No, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being here. That's awesome. Who knows where I just was? Let's go to verse. We talk about being sanctified by God's word and by prayer. So all this stuff, the word, right? The word and our food. So verse 6, by pointing out such things to brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, having nourished yourself on the words of faith and of the good teaching you have followed. But reject those myths that they're fit only for godless and gullible, and train yourself for godliness. Key word in that verse 7 right there, train yourself for godliness. How do you train yourself for godliness? Well, you have to understand the ways of God, right? And how do you understand the ways of God? Right there. You got to get into it. You got to get into that word. Got to get into it and let it be come through. I've got a guy, a coworker. His name's Kevin. Actually, Kevin's been here and played drums for us before. Different Kevin. I've got three Kevins that work for me. Or is it four? It's three. I have three Kevins that work for me. Not your Kevin. Yeah, and he got it. He did get it. He appreciates it. Thank you. But anyway, Kevin is in ministry, and Kevin's phenomenal. He is one of those that can rattle off. Okay, here's what the word says, and here's where you can find it, chapter and verse. All right. So he said, you know, and when I was talking to him this morning, he was talking about God's word, and God's word is truth. All right, that's John 17:17 is where that hangs out. The word is truth. All right. So if you're trying to figure out how to be godly and do godliness, you have to know the truth. And the truth is, boom, in the word, right? It's all right here, guys. It's all right here. Every last bit. Verse 8, for physical exercise has some value, but godliness is valuable in every way. It holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. I've shared with you before, and I've shared this with a couple of people today. I actually had the privilege of laying hands and praying for somebody today, which is awesome. I've shared this before, and I share it again. We have three immune systems, right? Our spiritual immune system, our emotional immune system, and our physical immune system. Physical in that hierarchy, and we know it's in that hierarchy too, right? Because when we are worried about things, emotional, boom, what happens? A lot of times we get sick, some type of physical ailment. Now, the Spirit is above all that. So when you're strong in the Spirit, by getting into God's Word, when you're building up your spiritual muscle, all right, when you're building up that spiritual immunity, Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness, right? When you, matter of fact, you read through the entire Ephesians 6 chapter, it talks about the power of God, right? Verse 10 talks about the power of God. And verse 12 tells you about what you're coming up against. And then the later verses talking all about the darts and the shield and all the things that essentially all come, boom, right here. All of it's right here. Everything you need is right here. You got to get into that. You got to carry that through. So carry the word through. But yeah, so God's word is truth. So when you've got that situation, you're trying to make a decision in life, choose to go to the truth. Go to the word. Go to the word. And I've done this with a number of people. I had some fun doing it, Pastor Kim, a few weeks ago. Get in your Bible and just open up your Bible. Pick up your Bible and open it. It nailed her. Right away, so, oh my God. You know, God wants to share these things with you. And it's not impossible, right? Luke 1:37 and many other scriptures say nothing is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. Ah, it's good. Good, 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 good. Where in the world was I? I talked about physical exercise. Verse 9, this saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. So what I just said about, being godliness. And with it. Verse 10. In fact, this is why we work hard and struggle, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of believers. Now, I really like how he tagged that in there, right? He said, the Savior of all people, but especially of believers. Beautiful. He's giving you clarity and saying, God recognized that. You know, in Hebrews 11:6, it tells us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, all right? But there's the key word, right? Of those who diligently seek him. Oh, what's that mean? Getting into the word, right? Getting into the word. And it's more than getting into the word. It's acting on the word. It's one thing to just read it, just like we just said on there. Bible doesn't care if you're attending church, if you're reading your Bible, you got to apply it. You've got to apply it. Jesus told us, you know, in Mark 16, verses 16, 17, 18, through that stretch, he said, these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and shall recover. Nothing, no deadly poison, anything will come again, hurt them with it. He said, this is how you do it. But these signs shall follow those who believe. What is believe? Taking action, right? Taking action. That's what we got to do. Like I said, the devil doesn't care. He doesn't care if you go to church or read your Bible. You got to apply it. So, verse 11, command and teach these things. We're doing that now, aren't we? Let no one look down on you because you are young. I'm not looking down on you, but you're young. I can look at you because you're young, right? Let no one look down on you because you're young, but set an example for believers in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, by faithfulness and purity. I can't say it enough. In speech. One of the biggest turning points for me is when I heard a teaching and it turned me on to the power of our speech. How we can speak things into existence, or we can speak positive, we can speak negative. But the thing that really hit me hard was he said, you gotta stop speaking white lies. I'll give you an example. Oh, that just tickled me to death. Well, did you die? It's a lie, right? It's a lie. It didn't happen. It wasn't a full truth. Now, I've actually said that in front of some pastors. I was at Emmaus. You do a lot with Emmaus, Pastor Kim. I was actually previewing one of my talks with that, and I shared that. And one of the critiques I had afterwards was from a pastor. He said, well, that's just our culture. I said, no, you don't get it, do you? You don't understand. This is from a pastor. You know, I was like, come on. Come on, you go. It's insanely powerful. So, and Melody can attest that one of the things, you know, the girls in their youth, we'd sit at the kitchen table when Carolyn would be telling us about a story. Oh, he did that, and I just died. And I said, glory to God, you've been resurrected. You know, you know. I mean, and so they've had that drilled into them. So I don't know. I've not hearing them been speaking white lies, but maybe they do when they're not around me. They're on their own, right? They're on their own. Anyway, verse 13, almost done, guys. Until I come. Give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and to teaching, the public reading of Scripture. Pastor Kim is doing awesome with giving us a lot of Scripture, not just a little snippet. I mean, she said, look, here's a lot, all right? No, and that's good. No, seriously, I do like that. I do like that. And as a matter of fact, last week, you read some of it last week, right? We actually had some compliments on Facebook. They really liked that. And I think, Pastor Kim, I think the part they really liked was the fact that when the woman spoke, the woman spoke. You know, that they really enjoyed, that meant more to them. They got more out of it. That was awesome. So the more you can do that, the better. That's neat stuff. So the reading of Scripture, verse 14, do not neglect the spiritual gift you have given to you and confirmed by prophetic words when the elders laid hands on you. Now, this is speaking to Timothy, right? Timothy's young, all right? And it was grandmother Eunice that actually was one of the early believers. So Timothy's, you know, he's kind of raised on this stuff. So, but essentially, this is Paul and all saying, you know, don't be discouraged. It's good. It's good. You got a gift. You got to use it. Verse 15, take pains with these things to be absorbed in them so everyone will see your progress. So, just keep pressing on. That's all he's saying through here. And lastly, the verse 16. So 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, be conscientious about how you live and what you teach. How you live and what you teach. Your actions teach much more than your words. What you teach. Persevere in this, because by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. Man, think about that. And those who listen to you. It's one thing to be looking out for number one, right? I'm looking out for number one. But it will, by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. Wow. Actually, that line brings to mind God with Jonah. Because you remember with, actually he did it a couple times. And Pastor Kim reminded me, I think it was with Jonah, where God pretty much said, look, if you don't go and do this, all these souls are on your head. Right? Was that, I'm pretty sure that was Jonah, and there was another one too, I think, that did that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, old Jonah. But Jonah finally figured it out. But that's all good. So anyway, there's 1 Timothy 4 with that. Now I want to have some fun. We're gonna get some prayer requests going on through here. And I don't know, Melody, if any other ones rolled through. Okay. All right. I am going to turn on this other. Okay. Now I've turned on this mic. You're not going to hear it up here. I did it so they can hear it out in Facebook land. But I want to get some prayer requests. So I've got Kelsey, of course. And I will start over with you, Tyler. Woo-hoo! Good to see you, Tyler.
It's good to see you, too.
So what's been happening, Tyler?
So update with the house. I actually signed a release to get out of the contract. The inspector did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I met that inspector. He's really good.
He saved you.
Yes. There's just way too many red flags, and especially for a first home. I'm like, no. So I decided that I'm like, you know, I'm going to save up my money, put up more credit so I can get pre-approved for more. So because I decided I'm not getting a house, I decided to pay off my student loan.
So proud of
paying off your student loan, excellent.
Yep.
So now the,
very good.
Dave Ramsey would be proud of you.
So now the next thing is a credit card. But
Did you cut it in half yet?
The credit card?
Uh-huh.
I paid off the student loans, so now like the next thing's a credit card.
You've paid off your student loans?
I just had the one student loan.
Paying off student loans is good. God is good. God is able. Things
work. Dave Ramsey also says cut them.
And when you have children, don't co-sign their loans.
Don't co-sign the children's loans. Excellent.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Tyler.
Excellent, Tyler. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Good for you. So things are moving and grooving then.
It was over the weekend when I was in Gatlinburg. The inspection report came back, and I'm like, man.
So that's where your anxieties came.
Well, yeah, it was that and another thing.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of had an anxiety attack.
So anxiety tried to come up, messing with you a little bit. But how are you feeling? You feeling that? You feel okay now?
Yeah.
Feel good now?
It comes once in a while. Like I took a nap today, and I woke up and was coming here. For some reason, it just started acting up again.
Because it didn't want you coming here. Yeah, we know that. Remember, I dealt with that stuff for 5 years before I was set free from it. Even after being set free, it's still a battle. I mean, it's a daily thing. And honestly, that's one of the things that really drove me to really get heavier into the Word every day. I needed that armament. You know, I needed that. And one of the things I meant to share to you about the power of your words with it, too. One of the things that this person was sharing about, you know, don't speak the white lies, is it's because when you go to command a demon, a darkness, a dark spirit, to leave a person in the name of Jesus... If you speak white lies all the time, they'll just say, "Who are you? You don't speak truth." You know, it elevates your power. It elevates the power, the authority, not the power, the authority. The power comes from there, but you get it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's good. God is good. That's awesome, man. Awesome, good. You're looking good.
Dad, thank you. Second.
What about it?
Just thinking, the devil is trying to scare you off, right? By attacking you and making you feel discouraged, but he went too far, you know?
Actually, that's
went too far.
That's
so
precisely
that
right. The enemy, if the enemy hadn't pushed me as hard as I did, I would have not sought healing. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something else that's really important to understand. Is for those who are being really heavily attacked, you have a high calling on your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're thinking, why is everything? You've got a high calling on your life, and the enemy is, and even from you know, people say, "Well, I've had bad luck ever since I've been little." Well, yeah, you've had a high calling in your life even since you've been a little child. Mm. And unfortunately, for those people, they didn't have an adult around them to mentor them and bring them up through it. But now they're finally starting to have their eyes open with it. And that's Pastor Kimber, exactly what I'm talking about. You've, especially with that recovery, your recovery stuff you did, I'm sure you saw a lot of that. Oh my goodness. I hope you share with that sometime with us, either as a message or otherwise. I'd really like to hear more about your time working with... Was that inner city, I presume, is where you were?
Inner Portsmouth. So it was inner city of Portsmouth, but it wasn't like urban metropolitan. It was Portsmouth.
Okay.
It was still downtown Portsmouth.
Downtown Portsmouth, okay, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of broken souls. A lot of broken souls there. Yeah, that's good. Debbie, how are things for you?
Good. Today I had lots of customers, considering it was a Thursday, but they were all in a hurry.
Really? Everybody today was in a hurry?
They were in a hurry.
Interesting.
And so I didn't have a lot of time to interact with them.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting day.
So did them being in a hurry actually translate into sales? They were buying things? That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
It was, and it was a little different for a Thursday. So, nice. It was meant to be whatever happened. So,
amen.
But they all came in, and they were.
Well, either you needed a break, or they just needed to be blessed by seeing you. One of the two. I don't know which. So.
Well, I asked God to bless them as they went out the door.
Amen.
So.
That's beautiful. Yes, we should. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. How's Sonia and others?
It's good that you asked. She's been on my mind. I have, she was pretty quiet first part of the week and over the weekend, and I said, okay, what's going on? And she is struggling mentally, and so she's juggling these two jobs that she is only part-time, and she's trying to get in Bethesda full-time. But she has to take a class, and the classes aren't open. And so she can't take a class, and she can't get more hours, and she can't get more money. And it's just really hard on her. And, of course, she's doing it all alone.
Yeah.
And this is a friend of Linda's and mine.
I used to work with her.
Pardon me?
I used to work with her.
Okay, I just didn't know who Sonia was.
Yeah, and she has twins, and her husband was deported to Mexico, and so she's by herself and struggling with her mom's help. But one thing I did, and this is what I was going to talk to you about, but I think I'll share it. Pastor Kim was talking about Noah, David, and, well,
now, the Samaritan woman.
The Samaritan woman, yeah.
Yes, the Samaritan woman. And and I told Sonia about the three of them, and that Noah loved and knew God, and Jacob, I mean, David did, of course, and that the woman got to know him in his holy water. And I said she was like, that Sonia is Noah, who loves God, does things that he wants her to do, but struggles because he was all alone in what he had to do. And it was impossible what he had to do, except he knew that God would make it possible.
Amen.
And Sonia is struggling alone and no one to help her, or she thinks that there's no one to help her.
Yeah, I'm sure she feels that way, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you are Noah. And he made it possible. And because of what Noah did, we have rainbows. And because of what Noah did, we all got to know Christ again. And I said, you just keep going. And I want to thank you for giving me that information to give to her. Because, and she thanked me. And she, but her mental state is just...
It's getting worn out.
Yeah.
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 And I just cry at night trying to find things to tell her. But God tells me what to tell her.
How old are her twins?
They were just two.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And she had it by herself.
Yeah. Two kids, 2 years old at the same time.
Yes. And they're beautiful children.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. And he was deported when she was in the hospital having the children.
Algae.
He'll be back. He'll be back. Good. I just know he will.
Good. Good. Let's bring that husband back, too.
Yes.
Good. Linda!
Well, I have an interim day yesterday. Three people who left from VV.
Right.
And I didn't got to say bye to the one because I didn't know that was his last day. And he was talking to people, so I didn't bother him because he was up talking to people. But yesterday, my friend at VV, her name is
Brandy.
And she decided to work for DDS.
Okay.
Fact, since she worked with us, she knows she could do that job. How you with that, what you were saying?
Yeah, because of her experience working there with those with disabilities, she was able to get her job with Hamilton County Development Services.
Good. Yes.
Good.
And what the neat part about it, when she came in, and where we was at, why wait, she said, Linda's here. I forgot to tell you that. But I thought that was neat. She just said that.
Nice.
And then he broke the rule and you hugged.
I hugged him. I was close to her and I said, I'm going to break the rule. And she did too. So, awesome. And nobody saw us.
There you go. That's awesome. God is good.
We're not allowed to take our masks off the whole day except eating.
Right.
Now, if you're on the telephone, you could got a call. You have to go outside to take your mask off. You can't do it inside.
Okay.
That's a rule I found yesterday.
So you're going to be on the phone all day?
No.
Oh.
Nice. We're eating all day.
I love it.
But to be at VV with nobody there is hard.
Not very many people.
Yeah,
they limit the number of people right there.
Only 10 people we only had yesterday, but it's hard to be there with not the crowd.
Yeah.
I miss the crowd.
I know you do. You're just such a social butterfly.
Yeah.
God bless you, Linda. We love you. Well, good. Well, God's peace, Linda. God will be good. That'll be good for Brandy. Great success for her.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Good. Anything else?
Pray for our niece, Chrissy.
For Chrissy?
Yes. She needs a car. Bad.
Chrissy needs a car. Okay.
Yes.
All right. God provides.
Her car breaks down every week.
Oh, so she has one, but it keeps breaking down. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And she had to have to drive two kids all the time in that car.
Oh, wow.
Right?
And her son. To take him to work.
All right, then. Bless God. We'll bring it on for Chrissy.
Yep.
Nice.
All right. I have something that could have been bad, but is going to be a joy.
Okay.
So, we took the trip to Gatlinburg last week. Weekend, yes, which was super fun. Really enjoyed it. Had a nice time. Made some new friends. Met some new people. But anyway, so one of the days that we were going down, we were going to go ziplining and whitewater rafting. So I love this kind of stuff. So I've never gone whitewater rafting, but you know, I was excited anyway. So there were, six girls. And so we were going to take two cars. We had three cars down there in total, so we were going to take two cars. So we all pile into our separate vehicles, and Carolyn was driving her fiancé, Matthew. She was driving his vehicle. And so, you know, Gatlinburg is full of hills. So we hop in. She'd driven it, I think, earlier last night. And so she gets in, and she goes, maybe I need to move the seats more. She was like, this gas pedal feels like I have to, or not the gas, the brake. She was like, it feels like I have to push in really far. And I was like, that's kind of weird. But, you know, we backed out of the driveway and everything was fine. She was just like, I just really got to press on this brake. So she figured maybe there was something wrong with the emergency brake. And so we keep going, and we're probably going for maybe about 5 minutes or so up and down hills and curves and everything else. And she goes, I am really starting to feel a little bit questionable about these brakes, because she's like, I'm practically touching the floor at this point. So as we hit a flat stretch at the bottom of all these hills and turns and everything, the brake light comes on, like the warning brake light. And so we needed gas, and so Carolyn was like, okay, we'll just go get gas. She's like, I'm paranoid about this. Let's just pull over and, you know, I'll have one of my friends in the other car look at it and we can get some gas. So we pull in and one of our other friends comes over and she hops in and she looks at it and she was like, yeah, Carolyn, if the brake pedal is going to the floor, that means that there is a brake somewhere in the hose or something like that and our brakes are about to give out. So that was absolutely terrifying. We ended up having some people from the cabin come by, the fiance and whatnot, and they took a look at it, and they got the mechanic. But apparently, the rubber hose had broken, and so all of the brake fluid was leaking out. And if we would have driven much further than that, the brakes just would have totally let loose because there would have been nothing left and we just would have been careening for dear life. So basically, at the best moment, we were able to figure out that there was something wrong and pull over and get it taken care of. And so that was like a thank you God moment. Absolutely, because it could have been really bad. So yeah, we all ended up piling into one car, and I was laying in the trunk because there was no room for an hour. I'm just looking up at the sky like, oh, I'm so stiff. but you know, that was a blessing.
She's the smallest of the group. That's why she was.
That's why, yep, I was laid flat. But afterwards, those activities that we did, the zip lining, super fun. The whitewater rafting, so much fun. Loved it. Never done it before.
Was
so,
you scared?
Was I scared?
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of into those kinds of things. You know,
I was scared, exciting but when nature you get done, things. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Have you gone whitewater rafting?
No.
White lining.
Oh, zip lining.
I whitewater raft.
It's fun. It's very fun. So, yeah. Safety. Nope.
Safety, yes. So, safety, that's what it was. It was safety.
Mm-hmm.
So joy's
God's protection.
Blessing God for all that stuff. We get to move to the back row, the most important row, the last shall be first.
I was going to share something with you guys tonight.
Oh, awesome.
When Frank and I got married, we got married on Friday, April the 6th. And 1 week later, my dad was in his Mustang, and he was going real slow behind farm equipment. And somebody came behind him going 60 miles an hour that was intoxicated, and an elderly gentleman, anyway, pushed my dad's Mustang off a bridge, landed on his hood, didn't break his glasses or his golf clubs, but it killed my dad. It broke his neck. Oh. And so 1 week, you know, I'm walking down the aisle with my daddy. We're taking vows for better or worse till death do us part. And it just seemed like a lifetime away. And then when daddy was killed, it was really bad. It was just really, our whole family was devastated. My mom already had a massive stroke, was in a nursing home, 24 years in bed, so we kids were just in shock. But my dad's sister, Nancy, that I look like, just like her, God, I do, we look like twins. But Aunt Nancy has just taken us under her wing, the three Timberlake children, we're adults now, and she has just loved us. And Aunt Nancy just got saved 7 years ago at age 80 and baptized.
Aww.
The preacher said he'd never baptized somebody that old before. But anyway, she's a prayer warrior and she prays for us. And so anyway, today is my dad's birthday. And he would have been 85. He was 44 when he was killed. And he would have been 85. And every July the 16th on his birthday at 7 o'clock at night, 16 minutes after, we give thanks for my dad and my Uncle T.D. And this is something that Nancy has started, and it's called Anniversaries of the Heart. And we just remember my dad, and we give thanks. And that's why I don't know how to act my age, because I've never seen anybody old before. Like, you know, I don't know how to wear makeup at this age, because mom was 42 when she had a stroke. So how do you put makeup on wrinkles? But anyway,
don't ask me. I'm
thankful for my parents, and really thankful for Aunt Nancy that has really held our family together, and she just loves us. She loves us. We were orphaned, and she just kind of adopted these three Timberlake kids.
And both of you were
beautiful. And we, you will meet her one day. She's oh, she's so fun. She's so fun.
Awesome.
Well, happy birthday to your dad.
Yeah, 85. Yes. 85. Gosh. You know, no wonder I'm 63. Catching up with dad.
Amen. Good. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Thank you for being here, Pastor Kim. We love you to be here with us. Love you to be here with us. Let's lift up some things. I don't think I've seen anything else roll in here that I've seen. Did you see anything else, Melody? Okay. All right. Good. Very good. Let's end here with prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that it's all by your amazing grace and by your power and by your joy. It's all about you, Lord. It's there's so many times in this world, Lord, where people just try to play you. They think they're God, and they're trying to make these decisions and then just think so. But they need to go to you. John 17:17, right? God's word is the truth. It will lead you. It will guide you. So, Lord, just help us to seek ye first. Matthew 6:33, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are all these things? All the verses ahead of it. That's all your needs. Not necessarily all our wants, but all of our needs. And Lord, I have a firm belief that for a Christian, you do not let them come home to you until their mission has been accomplished on this earth, whether that be age 44, 43, 42, 40, 85. It doesn't matter. God, you got a mission. We're here for a purpose. So I take that as great encouragement. And while it's really tough losing a loved one, bless God, we get the privilege of knowing, as a Christian, we know that we will see them again in paradise. And how awesome is that, just to look forward. So we have something to look forward to. So I thank you, Lord, for great peace. Praise for Pastor Kim and for his sisters and that. Even though I know it's been many years, it's still this day in particular. I know, Kim, these are hard things, but thank you, Jesus, for great peace. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for safety, the safety net that you brought around Melody and all the rest of the wedding party that was down there for their fun. I'm glad you was able to keep it fun and not let it be a wild distraction for them. They were able to carry forward with that. So thank you for your grace and protection. And speaking of cars, Lord, we thank you. You bless Chrissy. Bring it on, Lord. Nothing's impossible for you. You know the right person to lay on their heart that's going to cross her path, that is going to just say, hey, I got something for you, right? Either it's just the best deal of a lifetime or a flat. Here, we're proclaiming this. Lord, I thank you that someone gives her a reliable car. We speak that out in the name of Jesus now. Give Chrissy. Thank you, Lord, that Chrissy receives a reliable car. And Lord, I thank you that we see that sooner than later. And I'm going to be even more specific. Where are we here? We're in the middle of July. By the end of July, by August 1st, we're speaking that by August 1st, everything will be right there. New car, some new or reliable transportation for her, Lord, wherever that may, however you're going to do it. We proclaim it and we rejoice in it. Thanking you, Lord, for Linda sharing about Brandy, the opportunities for her. And just thank you for a good favor. Good favor for her and peace for all those that she leaves behind. You know, it's sad to say goodbye to them, but we're happy for them too, right? Happy for him to get him to see all these things. Lord, Lord, many of us know what it feels just to be worn out. And Daddy, I know that you know Sonia's pains and her trials and how the enemy's been working overtime. But as we shared here earlier, we know that she has a high calling on her life, Lord. Why else would the enemy be working so hard? And especially them as a couple, the enemy trying to keep them separated with it. So, Lord, we come against all the barriers, all the walls, all the red tape that's stopping her husband from getting back in this country so they can be together as you meant them to be as a family. We're to be joined as one, Lord. The family's unit must be made whole. So I thank you, Jesus, that all comes together with it. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on the bookstore. And some days are just a blur. And that's okay sometimes, right? That's okay. So thank you, Lord, for Debbie's ministry and that, and Lord, I thank you that you gave Tyler a great experience and just gave him guidance and direction on how to work and get things done. So Jesus, we thank you. We thank you greatly for all these things. Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey. Kelsey has been dealing with a lot of things for a long time, but she's keeping the faith. She's keeping the faith, and she's had a lapse here where she's. As she shared, you know, kind of shared her opinions when, in a way probably that she's regretting. but we're human. And I really love the way Pastor Kim has worded it. Sometimes that people find your landmines. and we all have them. And we all have them. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you defuse some of these things. Some of these things that tend to trigger us, Lord. There's a lot of division, a lot of, you know, over a lot of things that, quite frankly, are just silliness that are happening all over the world right now. When we need to, as a church, we need to arise. We need to be active. We need to be those active believers. We need to take that step out. We don't need to just be sitting still and nodding when the pastor is sharing a message. Say, "Yep, good message, pastor. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next Sunday." You know, and just forgetting about it all. We got to grab it. And we got to run with it. We got to get into this book, this Bible. We got to go ahead and read it. We got to get it into our soul to strengthen our spirit, man, to strengthen that spiritual immunity. So I thank you, Lord, as we come against Lyme disease, we stand upon the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ. Christ Jesus now commanding Lyme and all things, all spirits, contrary to the word and will of God, they must leave Kelsey now. And everyone else that's listening, I don't care what it is messing with you. You've got darkness messing with you. You proclaim it. You grab it. You speak the result. You have the authority of Christ. You are a believer. Believers take action. Believers see results. Call upon Jesus and speak the result. I am healed. I am forgiven. I am free. I am worthy. I see too many of that stuff. Too much of that stuff where people don't feel like they're worthy. They don't feel they're worthy to receive. They feel like they need to get cleaned up before they can come to Jesus. But it's the opposite, guys. Jesus is who cleans you up. Lord, give the people the humility, the humbleness that they need to come boldly to the throne. Come boldly and ask. For that's what God does. God does in all great things. So, Lord, I just thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for how the music just blessed us today. And just your word and your power. Because God is good and God is able. So thank you, Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Is that right? Well, glad everybody could be hanging out here with us. You got something else, Debbie? So. You got something that we were waiting for. I got to turn. There, your mic's back on.
A photographer for Channel 12 came in the door. And he asked, is this the ivory? No.
The ivory? What is the ivory?
It's a restaurant that's opening on Harrison Avenue. Yeah. Okay. And he went down to, he was supposed to be there to take pictures. I said, no, but you come back, because we're the only Christian bookstore in town.
Well, probably the region, right? I mean, it's probably not. Where is the next brick and mortar? Where is it? Is there even one like in Indianapolis? Where regionally?
There is one in Madeira. It's
There is a Christian bookstore in Madeira.
But it's prominently Catholic.
Okay.
And where is the other one? There may be one in Dayton. All right. But we get people from Dayton.
Oh, you get people that come from Dayton.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
We get people from Indiana, Kentucky.
Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio.
Columbus. States,
right?
Up in the air.
Nice. And your blessings.
Good name. People down the street didn't know that we've been there for 22 years.
Remember, it really belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Have a great and awesome week. We'll see you on Sunday.